Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamed Vov in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi, starting Halacha Beis towards the bottom of Daf Lamed Hem with Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Uvi Roshei Chadashim Uvi Chuloi Shel Moed Koyim Arbo. And Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there's four aliyahs. As we'll see, because there's a Musaf, there's an extra aliyah. But the din is Ein Poichasim Men Ben Moisifim Aleim. You don't do less. But you can't do more either because people have to go to work. Even in Chol HaMoed, you could do Dovar Havid, so you can't keep people on shul. Ve'ein maftirim benovi. There's no haftar in the novi. Ha'poiseach ve'achoisim batorim avoich lefaneh v'lachar. The same din, that the first one who does the aliyah does the first bracha, and the last aliyah does the last bracha. So gemara v'chuna ma'ashloi shokriyosh batorim v'lifchatu ma'asor ha'psukim. So this following gemara, we saw Maseches Tainis. It's really a repetition. It says over here that the three aliyahs in the Torah should be at least 10 psukim. Chizkiyama, can I get the Seres HaDibros? The same as Seres HaDibros is 10, so also the psukim will be 10. So as the Gemara of Hatanin, we learn regarding Ma'amadois, Bayom Rishon Bereishis Ve'yirakiya, Ve'aleis Bo'en El Tamnio, meaning, what you read in the first day is the parasha of Bereishis, the parasha of Ve'yirakiya, the first few to two parashas of the Torah, and combined together they have only 8 psukim. If that's all you read, we just said that the Kriyas HaTorah needs to be at least 10 psukim. Here you have only 8. Says the Gemara Dav Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Ravi Deoima Rispalgum Kehane Ve'asi. There's a Mechlekes of Kehane Ve'asi, which are arguing about something else. They're arguing, we know that every Aliyah has to have at least 3 psukim. Here you have 8, you have to divide it by 3. How do you do that? Sechad Omar Choyzer Ve'chur Noar Mar Choytich. One says you go back one pasuk, meaning the second Aliyah will read the last pasuk that the first Aliyah read. So one pasuk will be read twice, and that's what you have. If you take the first parasha, 5 psukim, the first aliyah has 3 psukim, the first 3 psukim, second aliyah has pasuk number 3, which was read already, and pasuk 4 and 5. The other mandama says choysech. So choysech, the way it comes up in the Yerushalmi, as Reb Chaim explains it, it means that the last pasuk you divide into 2. Because the words ve'yere ve'yiboyker yoymechot, that's a standalone word, and that could be its own pasuk. Even though in the Torah it's part of a different pasuk. It doesn't stand on its own. But you divide it, and that's what you make 2 psukim. Says the Gemara, mando amachazer over here regarding this question: how do you get the 10 psukim? Choyzer shnei psukim. You go back twice. You go back 2 psukim. So you have only 8 psukim in the 2 parashas. You go back 2. Now you have 10 psukim. The Madoma that says Choysech, so every time it says Vayir Vayiboyker is one pasuk. So that applies to the first pasha and the second pasha. You have over there Vayir Vayiboyker, which is part of the one pasuk. You divide that, so now instead of 8 psukim, you have 10 psukim. So the Gemara about Tanino, okay, but what about the next day? It says, what do you read the next day? Basheni, Yirakia, Vikavu Amayim. So Bishol Madoma Choysech, Choysech Shnipsukim. So according to Madoma Choysech, you go back to psukim, because there you have only 8 psukim as well. But mandoma choisech, afilu choisech ein boy. But if according to mandoma you could cut it, you only cut vayir vayiboyker to be its own pasuk. But here in the third pasuk of the Torah, vayir vayiboyker stands on its own. Vayir vayiboyker yom shlishi, it stands on its own pasuk. It's not part of a different pasuk. So there's nothing to cut because the Yushami holds you can't just cut any pasuk. It has to be an inyum if you answer like vayir vayiboyker. So here there's nothing to cut. So how are you going to do it over here? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Hey, Siver, Pilpi, Bar, Pruto, Kamer, Vyaino, Hori, Pasha, Samolik. What about Purim? You read Pasha, Samolik, and that's only 9 psukim. You said you have to have 10. Omer, Lishani, Yishi, Sidur, Shalyoim. Meaning, that's the Yon, Shalyoim, Pasha, Samolik. It's only 9 psukim, so you can't have 10. So here you're stuck, you have to do only 9. Hey, Siver, Blozab, Amorim, Batani, Mavte, Benori, Novi, Leifchud, Mesir, Mechab, Psukim. The Yidu, Aftari has to be 21 psukim. Why 21 psukim? Can I get a 7 aliyas? 7 aliyas, each one has 3 psukim. So 7 times 3 is 21. So the more it should be more. Why? Because if you say that every 3 aliyahs need 10 psukim, so for you, it's 3 mishleisha. You have at least 23 psukim. Why? Tlaso asaro. Vetlato asaro. Every 3 aliyahs should have 10 psukim. So the first 3 should have 10. The next 3 should have 10. The chachleisha, one could be only 3. So it should be 23. And the more does not answer this question. Rav Chaim says the answer is pashat, because we don't have a din that every 3 should have 10. But the minimum kriyas torah should be 10 psukim. But if I have more aliyahs, I don't have to have 10 per 3. Have to have only 3 for each one, which means 9 for every 3. Halacha gimel zok de mishto. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol sheyesh bo musaf ve'ein lo yomtev koyim arbo. If you have musaf, but there's not yomtev, and you could do a malacha, you have 4 aliyahs. Be yomtev, when it comes to yomtev, chamisho, you add one more aliyah because there's no malacha. Be yom kippurim, you add one more aliyah, shisho. And the reason is because yom kippur is more chomer, it's anushkaris, so you have shisho aliyahs. Be Shabbos, shivon. In Shabbos, you have 7 aliyahs because it's a punishment there is kilo. In Poichas Yimim, you don't do less for Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Avol Mosif Yimim, you can add more. Umaftir Banovi, you have Haftarah Novi as well. The one who does the first aliyah gets the first bracha. The one who does the last aliyah gets the last bracha. That's the shita in the Mishnah, that they had only a bracha for the first one and a bracha for the last one, and everyone in the window went got aliyahs without brachas. So the Gemara of Yom Kippur Yom Shishim is tani tani. There is a brisa that says shiva. It should be seven aliyahs Yom Kippur. Not no shishim b'nei tefila. The one who says shishim says because davening is so long, so we don't have to have too much of Kriyas HaTorah, but too long of Kriyas HaTorah. In Shabbos, you start davening early and you end early. So you start early because there's nothing to do at home to prepare. Everything is prepared for Shabbos. And you finish early so you can go be Suda Shabbos. Beyond the you can start a little later because you need to be prepared for the Suda, which you can do on Yom Tov. But you finish early to go to the Suda. You have no achana and you have no food, so you start early and you end late. That's the reason that we add more aliyahs, because it's okay to have a long davening in Yom Kippur. The people that speak lies, they don't know Lashon HaKodesh, they did not have seven aliyahs. One read the entire parsha. If Chaim brings the name of Tosefta, he would sit down every aliyah and get up and continue. As we just mentioned, if one knows the Pasha, he should read the whole thing. Shiva Yoidim Shloshim Sokim. If seven people, each one knows three psukim, so they all read, and that's how you get the full amount of psukim you need. Echad Yodea Shloshim Sokim. There's only one person who knows how to read only three psukim. So you just repeat these pasuk seven times, these three psukim, because you have no choice, you can't continue on reading. One of the aliyahs can be an Evid. Why? Because as Rabbi Chaim points out over here, that even an isha can be ikar din oil lemin and shiva. So Evid is oil lemin and shiva. In addition, he said veidaber oil mishloish pesukim. The three pesukim that each one has to read, one of them can be veidaber shem moishleim. Or even though there's no chiddush over here, kaddish is the one that l'mvov on base. Loikenam avchal ba'uko b'shem avyisi b'avchanino. Also, l'mudis after Torah, it says you're not allowed to teach Evid Torah. So how can an Evid have an aliyah and read the Torah? Because those days, the one who gets the aliyah is the one who's reading the Torah. That means this Evid knows how to read the Torah. How does he know how to read? Says the Tipater Shalomad Me'elov. Either he learned on his own, or Shalimdo Raboy Ketavi. Meaning Tavi was an Evid, a very special Evid that knew a lot of Torah. So maybe the one who taught him was Tavi, meaning that his Rebbe was a slave like Tavi who taught him, not his master. Rav Chabu Ramatno Shmo Bashirz B'Shem Rav Shiva Chutz Ben HaMafti. You have seven aliyahs, not including the Maftir. Chaim comes and explains over here, really the Maftir is supposed to do the Haftarah only. But then it will look like the Haftarah is the same level of the Torah. So that's why they gave it a Aliyah in the Torah. So it should not be only reading Haftarah, only reading the Navi. But because it's not really part of the Aliyahs, so you not counted as one of the Oilim, one of the Shiva Oilim. Says the Navi has 21 Psukim, you're going to get the 7 Aliyahs. What about the Maftir? Why don't you do 24 Psukim? Says the Gemara, he said and explained, in the Navi, you read 21 psukim, only there's no Turgamon. If there is a Turgamon who's translating and takes much longer, so you read much less, you read only three. So you see, you're not trying to get as much psukim in the Haftarah as possible. You do with the minimum that you can. So in a regular week, if you have no Turgamon, you read 21 psukim in the Navi. If you do have a Turgamon, you read only three. So similarly, we don't read a three psukim in the Navi, can I get the Mafti, which is not part of the main kruim. Omar of Chalbu Kamir Avohu, what did he tell him? Kamir Abi Yochanan Koyet Losen. For Abi Yochanan, I read only three psukim for the Mafti. Omar Levi, lo yeh Abi Yochanan ke Turgamon. Chur Abi Yochanan is like a Turgamon, meaning the same one, there's a Turgamon, so you read less. So Abi Yochanan was dashing the psukim to the Kehila, and therefore there was much more drushas, so they read less of the Haftarah. Halacha da zok to Mishnah, we have here a list of things you need to have at least 10 to do them. So ein person mashma. Person mashma means when people came to shul and they missed the shema of the tzibur, so they come and they say baruchu, and they say one bracha of shema, the first bracha that has in the kodesh, 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 in order to come and join the tzibur. So that's because it to be person, it's half of shema. Instead of the two brachas of shema, he does only one. Vein oivim lifnei ha-teva, which means the stage two, after you do shema and person mashma, you go in front of the teva to do shul nesre. ve'inoisim kapem, which is birkas koyanim, ve'inkori b'toy kriyas ha'toyro, ve'inmaftirim b'novi, reading the novi, ve'inoisim mamad u'moishov, when they do for the mace, they stand and sit, ve'inoimrim birkas ha'velim, which you do again for the, when you have a mace, you have birkas ha'velim, ve'chasanim, the brocha you do for a chasan, ve'inmizamnim ala mozlem b'shem, you don't have the birkas ha'mozlem, the shem Hashem, pochad ma'asor, in all these cases, you have to have at least 10. Uvikakores, when you have to come and value a karka, regarding Hegdish, someone who's Magdish or Karak, you have to value how much it is. You have to have Tish of a Koyin. You have to have 10 people, but one of them has to be a Koyin. The Adam Koyet Sebeim. You have to value an Adam for Hegdish. If he said the Me'alai, so you value him with 9 people and a Koyin. So, the Gemara came in Tanin in Proisimin Shema, Pochad Ma'asoro. Uladam Yila Tanin Avim Alifniat Tevi Pochad Ma'asoro. Once you told me that the first part, Shema, even Proisimin Shema, you need to have at least 10. So, when you get to Shmoneh, so of course you have to have 10 to have it with the Tzibur. So, why have to tell me that again? You need it for the following. It says, any person with Shema, Pochad Ma'asoro, Beitchil Ma'asoro, Vohuchu Lehem, Miktsasom, Goymer. You have to have 10 to do person with Shema. If you were 10 and some left, you continue without them. Continue with the Modaf Lamazan and Mudalef. In Revim Levinat Teva, Pochad Ma'asoro, you can't do the Shmoneh Esrei of a Tzibur less than 10. Beitchil Ma'asoro, Vohuchu Lehem, Miktsasom, they start at 10 and some left, Goymer, you can finish. Sending back by Birkas Koyanim. You have to have at least 10. Some left, Koymer. And similarly, in Koyim Batoya, Pochad Ma'asoro, you can't read the Torah without 10. They start and some left, Koymer. In Maftir Banavi, Pochad Ma'asoro, you can't read the Navi, you can do Aftar without 10 people. They start 10 and some left, Koymer. And these people that leave in the middle, says the pasuk, people that leave Hashem yichlu, they'll be diminished. So that's the idea that when once you start Dorash Magdusha, even though now you have less than 10, once you start, you could just finish. So says the Gemara, this is the chiddush over here in the Mishnah. I would think that once you start Shema with a Tzibur, even though some left, you could continue doing Shmones with a Tzibur. So the chiddush is, though, each one is a standalone segment. So when you did Shema, you could finish Shema, even though some left. But you can't do the Shmones of the Tzibur if the some left, because it's a new segment. The new segment has to have 10. If you start Shmones with 10, some left, you could finish Shmones. Each segment stands on its own. And that's what we're knowing Halacha today. Every segment of Tefillah needs to have its own 10 when you start. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Lamed Vav.